What's up, everyone? You're listening to The Hooligans. I'm Lyle.
I'm Kerr.
I'm Cub.
And this is our live episode. You'll notice we had no music, but, you know, it just happened that way. We are winging it tonight.
Literally winging it.
Wings do sound good today.
Ooh, ooh. Wings do sound good.
Garlic.
So, oh, I love garlic parm wings.
Best wing flavor.
Ooh.
I don't tend to eat
well,
wings.
Well, yeah, let's just go often. Right into it. I would say garlic parm wings are probably the best.
I'm a big fan of, like, barbecue plus honey mustard mix.
I also really like lemon pepper. Like a lemon pepper dry.
Well, see, this is the bigger question is dry rub versus sauce.
Sauce all day.
Dry.
I want to get saucy and messy.
Mom joined.
Hello,
hi,
Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Shout out to our mom for birthing us.
Thanks, Mommy.
So, as you may have noticed from our promos or our posts, we are spending the night at Cub's house tonight.
Yes.
It was the first Friday that I've had off, I think, in like a month and a half. So, it was the best day for us to do it. So, we are in Meadville,
Pennsylvania.
Don't go stalking us now.
Well, you could.
Like the bears.
Like the bears. Yes, Cub, would you?
There were bears at my house a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
There was an incident.
So, but before this happened, we were just driving around in Meadville, and Cub's like, oh, there was a bear at our house. Like, clearly lying.
Definitely lying.
Not lying, though.
You were lying.
You were lying.
You said, oh, my video doorbell didn't record it. It didn't save it.
It's true.
No.
But, eventually, he told us, like, that there were bears. Though it was separate, though, because you were messing with us the first time.
It was, like, a week later.
Not true. I always believed bears were here.
But you said just... you saw one, and then you pointed out the exact location in the yard where supposedly these bears were.
Eventually, there were real bears, so tell us about it.
So, I was just laying on the couch one night, and my Ring doorbell goes off. I open my app on my phone, and there are bears walking in the front yard, so I look right out the window. There they are, a mom bear and two cubs.
Dang.
Then they went away, though.
You could have joined as the third cub.
I could have been the leader of the bears, but...
Well, you could have. You would have had to probably challenge them for that right, though.
Well, I could have won.
I'd have to disagree.
Well...
But...
So, during our stay at Cubs, he took us to this place. It was like a firehouse
Tap and Grill, I believe.
So good.
Delicious.
They had a burger with mac and cheese on it.
I could only eat like half of it, but I also had really yummy soup before that. Chicken and rice kind of deal.
I had a mojito. Mojito, mojito.
Suave, mojito.
I don't know the words.
Mojitos are good. But our server spilled water next to us. And then no one came and got
it. No one cleaned it up. Thoughts on that?
So as someone who works in a kitchen, I would have like, that would have been the first thing you do is clean that up, because what if someone fell?
This is a safety hazard.
It's a huge safety hazard.
Also, like a manager type, supervisor type came to the table and was like, how is everything? And then actively avoided the water spill.
That's
like she
true.
Stepped around it.
There was an incident.
There are many incidents.
Completely avoided the spill, and it was weird.
So we do actually have a topic. We're not completely winging it, even though we literally just said we're completely winging it. It's called the Mortal Enemy List.
Oh, man.
Now, a preface to this, these are not people that we know, like, they're not people that we interact with in daily life, so we're not just calling out people as our enemies on this podcast.
Although we should have a separate podcast.
That, maybe.
I don't know if I have any mortal enemies.
Like, real?
Yeah.
I do.
Oh,
I don't.
Boy.
I'm good, but no. These are like celebrities, fictional characters
that we just don't like.
Yeah, that we would fight them if we could.
Yes.
So, my first one and one of the biggest enemies I've had in this life, Eddie George.
So random.
Former running back for the Houston Oilers and Tennessee Titans, and also the Dallas Cowboys for a year. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
He was bad.
Not good.
So when I was little, that was like his heyday. Like 1999 was when he was the most popular, best playing time. And he just scared me.
He was kind of hideous.
Sorry, Eddie.
Sorry, dude.
This is literally the mortal enemy list, and you're apologizing to Eddie George.
Eddie, no apologies. But he was just, the way he looked scared me as a child, and I didn't like him. And then it kind of just went away. And then like 5 or 6 years ago, I remembered my hatred of Eddie George through no fault of his own. He never did anything to me. But I was like, man, he's like my mortal enemy. And I think the idea might have come from the Big Bang Theory, because Sheldon has a mortal enemy list. But my mortal enemy, Eddie George, he scares me. That's legitimately the only reason why. And he's number one on that list.
Has he always been number one?
Always. Ooh. There are.
Nobody has topped Eddie. No.
Who's the closest to challenging Eddie for the number one spot?
At the moment, I think it's Rosamund Pike.
Who? She's, what is that? Is that a band?
No.
She's frightening.
She is an actress. So
I'm Googling it as we speak.
Have you ever seen Gone Girl?
No.
She kind of seems like Rosamund? She could kill you.
Oh, I found. Ooh.
But yeah. But she looks like she could kill you. Like, the looks that she shoots sometimes is, like, psychotic.
She looks murderous.
Yeah.
Well, and the whole thing, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, in the movie Gone Girl, Ben Affleck plays her husband, and she goes missing, and they think that he killed her, but it ends up that she faked her death, and she is, like, a literal psychopath.
Oh.
She's very good at the role.
Yeah. Like. So, she kills Neil Patrick Harris at some point.
Doogie Howser.
Doogie didn't make it.
He did not.
Oh, man.
It's not looking good for him. His medical degree didn't help.
Ouch.
But it was just that movie, like, she has, like, she flares her nostrils a lot.
Yeah.
And that movie just, like, terrified me of her. I don't know if that was grammatically correct.
That didn't sound good.
Like, she scares me. And she's probably a wonderful human in real life, but in that movie.
But maybe not.
Maybe not, but
Eddie George might be, too. Have you ever thought about
right,
that?
Right, that's the whole thing.
You could be best friends.
With Eddie George
Eddie
and Rosamund
Pike?
Q the 8th. Q the 8th.
That's the thing with the mortal enemy list. There's really not much of a reason. Like, could be a great person, but we don't like him.
You know who one of my mortal enemies is?
I do know.
Is.
But I'll let you say it.
Yes.
Wallace Shawn.
Yep.
From The Princess Bride.
Also, young Sheldon.
Yep.
Oh, is he?
He is. He plays Annie Potts' boyfriend.
Oh, that's odd. He also plays the dinosaur
Rex.
In Toy Story. Yep. Yes. But it's my reason for my hatred of him is Princess Bride.
An amazing movie.
It is an amazing movie. He always just, like, the tone of his voice is so grating.
It is.
And he's always like, inconceivable!
Ugh.
And it's just, oh, I can't stand it.
Nice going away from the mic there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I didn't want to peek the mic, so I leaned back. But, yes, his character is so annoying, and I've just always hated him because of that role.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care that he has a lisp, whatever. It's just the sound of his voice, and just screaming inconceivable all the time. Ugh.
It's not good.
It's not great.
And then, spoiler alert for Princess Bride, he doesn't make it.
He doesn't know.
What happens
I'm not too sad about it. I'm like, good. I don't want to listen to him anymore.
Spoiler alert. Oh, you already said the spoiler
alert. I said spoiler alert.
He's
super cocky.
Yeah. Mm.
He challenges Wesley to, like, a poison
drink, like, contest.
Is the poison in the one in front of me or the one in front of you? And then he just is super cocky about it. And I can't stand it. And then he drinks the poison.
It's in both of them.
Oh.
But Wesley is immune to the poison.
Can't say I've seen it.
Oh, it's a great movie.
You should watch it.
It's a great movie.
It actually, I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie, but it might be the closest thing to a perfect movie.
Yeah, it's great.
It is so good.
Now, is the Mortal Enemy list, is it real people or is it, can it be characters?
Well, based on Rosamund Pike is not actually number two on the list because it's just in the order of when I put them on there. Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yeah.
Is on there. I don't care that it's your birthday every time you put the hat on.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't care that you come alive when it's, you know, the hat. I don't care that you're a sentient snowman and that you melt and die at the end.
He has feelings.
Bri prefers when, or Lyle prefers when he melts and dies.
Oh, I do.
Ouch.
Happy birthday. Shut up, man.
What about Mike Wazowski?
From Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah. I love Mike Wazowski.
But what about the other guy?
Sully?
Yeah, when he has to go away.
Well, now you're just hitting me in the feels.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yes. And at the end of Monsters, Inc., when Sully has... Spoiler alert. We're just going to say spoiler alert for anything that we talk about from here on out.
Yeah.
Just know that we could spoil something.
Yep.
Sully has to leave Boo in Monsters, Inc., and it's the saddest thing in the world because she's like, Kitty, and he's like, Kitty has to go.
Oof.
And then she goes, he closes the door and she goes to open the closet because that's where, you know, they came from, and it's just a closet.
There are much more feelsy things than that, I'm just saying.
Let's segue into that.
So wait, but we gotta finish the Mortal Enemies.
Yeah, you're right.
We can do that later.
We'll put a pin in it.
Yeah.
As they say.
Do you have any Mortal Enemies?
I was trying to think. I don't think I'm as, you know, Mortal Enemy
centric
as some, but there are a couple Game of Thrones characters that I abhor.
Ooh, good.
Joffrey.
Joffrey is one of them. Ramsay Bolton.
Ramsay Bolton is worse than Joffrey.
I agree. Also, Cersei.
Mm. Yeah.
See, I didn't really watch Game of Thrones. I mean, I watched a couple near the end, but I know the basic gist of it, so I would agree on all counts.
Oh, man.
Joffrey is just such a little punk.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Ramsay's just, like, torturous.
He's deranged. Like, I would not... to me, Ramsay is worse, for sure, because Joffrey's a coward. Ramsay will do it.
Yeah.
He'll do what he says he's gonna do. Joffrey might get someone else to do it. He's a little wiener, but...
There's also an actor on my Mortal Enemy list that... most people like.
Oh.
I hate.
Well, it used to be Ryan Reynolds.
It's not anymore. He's redeemed.
Ryan Reynolds
completely
is life.
With Deadpool.
Oh, he completely redeemed himself.
I need him to narrate my life.
No, dude. Morgan Freeman.
No.
Is the
we
knife.
We can also discuss
a life narrator. He is a knife.
He's
no.
just a knife man.
So, this Mortal Enemy is one Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh.
All right. I just don't like him.
Ooh.
Now, I will say there's one thing I like him in. It's True Detective Season 1.
Mm.
Never saw
it.
That's
it.
Good things.
Everything else, he can, well, censor that. But anyway.
We can't censor. It's live.
That's why I censored myself. I am out AF on Matthew McConaughey, and I'll never change. So don't try to change.
But what if it's like a Ryan Reynolds situation where he does something
Here's
like
the thing.
Deadpool?
Matthew McConaughey will never be a Deadpool.
No, that's... Ooh. I agree.
Yeah. Thanks.
Like, I don't really have any feelings one way or the other toward Matthew McConaughey. He had a time where he was like chick flick.
Yeah, he did a lot
God
of rom-coms.
Kind of thing. Like, he was a lot of rom-coms. But I didn't really care one way or the other because he's not a very good actor.
Thoughts
Ooh.
On the
Ooh.
He has an Oscar though.
Well, from what?
Well,
Dallas Buyers Club?
Oh,
never saw.
He's not very good. He has dimples. I think that's why people were like, "Oh, hey."
I have dimples.
I do too.
Although for over a decade I didn't understand what dimples actually were.
Oh, Kyle.
I thought dimples, this is actually probably closer to 2 decades.
Whoa.
I thought the dimple was just when you smiled and it's like the sides of your mouth.
No, dude.
I guess when you
Those
smile.
Those are just like your smile lines.
Yeah. It's smile so lines. Explain the dimple.
A dimple is just like a divot in your cheek.
Yeah.
I didn't
and
realize
just,
that's what it was.
Sometimes you don't see it. Sometimes it's there. But I mean, it's just like an impression in your cheek.
Well, I have a beard now, so it's probably harder to tell.
Well,
yeah, I don't see it.
Hmm.
But so, Mortal Enemies.
So. Mortal Enemies. Pinocchio is also on my list.
Lyle has a lot of fictional characters.
Well, they deserve to be on there.
What did Pinocchio ever do? Dude?
Well, first off, he's a liar.
He is a liar.
Pathologically, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know, I don't know what particular lies he tells in the movie.
I don't know. It's been, like, forever since I've seen it.
Because it
and
sucks.
And I don't really like it.
It's hashtag not good.
Hashtag sorry to the kids. Garbage.
But his nose grows every time he lies, and at one point I'm pretty sure it grows pretty long, so I think he lies a lot.
Yeah.
Well, so, and he becomes like a donkey kid, and he like drinks with weasels.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I don't remember.
He probably smokes crack.
He's
on
a bad path.
Yeah.
And no one's helping him out. The grandpa?
Geppetto. That's his father.
Gelato doesn't help him.
Ooh, raspberry cheesecake gelato, though?
Gelato is good. Gelato with Geppetto could be the best.
Briar's gelato raspberry
the
cheesecake.
Briar's gelato club?
Dallas Briar's gelato.
Dallas Briar's club. Well, on all accounts,
he does save his father from a whale, I think.
But what he wasn't he in the whale because of Pinocchio?
Probably. Anyway,
so it's sort of redemption. It's a redemption story.
I don't like Pinocchio.
I don't know. Well, another mortal enemy of mine is Toby Jones.
Who's that?
Okay, so Toby Jones
is... You know exactly who he is.
In Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yep.
He's the squat little scientist with glasses.
Oh, yeah.
That's not Stanley Tucci, the Nazi doctor.
Yeah.
We need to have... What's the opposite of a mortal enemy list? Like...
Favorite human list?
Yeah, because Stanley Tucci would be on that list.
He would be.
He's in that. He voices Dobby.
Oh. Dolby.
Dolby.
He,
surround sound.
He is in he's in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. He's the one that I like that he gets eaten by the Indoraptor
mm-hmm.
in the elevator because I hate him.
Oh yeah.
I just can't stand him.
Well,
I don't know what exactly it is about him. It's kind of everything, just his whole being. I don't like it,
man. You're out on an entire being.
I hear him. I don't like his voice. Like, Dobby, the character, I like him.
But then I feel bad for him, though.
But then I'm like, he's voiced by Toby Jones, so he definitely loses points.
But don't we feel bad for Dolby?
Yes.
And his situation?
Well, did you know that Dobby dies?
Don't remind me.
Sorry to the kids.
Sorry to the kids.
Yeah.
Gets a knife to the heart.
Oh, man. We don't talk about death a lot on this show.
No.
But, I mean, R.I.P.
Bellatrix the Strange. Hate her. She did it.
She sounds like a real... Anyway.
So, what did we put a pin in? Saddest Disney moments?
I thought we were on Wings.
And we also talked about Wings.
The very beginning was the Wings.
I'm really hungry for Wings.
Well, we just did saddest Marvel deaths. So, we'll keep the pin in the saddest Disney deaths. Or no.
Well, I mean...
Not deaths, although there are some really sad Disney deaths.
Bambi.
Bambi's
mom.
Bambi lives.
Bambi becomes king of the forest, bro.
I thought he was prince.
I don't know.
The great prince of the forest.
No, that was his dad.
Well, wouldn't that be what he becomes?
Maybe.
What about Jungle Book? Have we ever talked about that?
Nope. It slipped our minds.
I'm kind of out on Mowgli. I mean...
So, are you talking about the cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the new movie was really good.
I feel like
really
Mowgli is sort of... What's his deal?
He's annoying, for sure.
But what about Bagheera?
What about
Baloo?
Baloons. I love Baloo and his dance moves.
Yeah, man.
He's really good at
dancing. But here's the thing, Mowgli.
I think they say it both ways, actually.
The thing is, like, he just tries to copy people. He's a copier.
He's a copy bum.
Well, King Louie wants to copy him.
Because he can make fire as a human.
Ooby-Doo. He wants to be like you.
He does.
I've heard that.
So they say.
He's not much of a king then. Like,
no. He should be setting the tone for his kingdom.
That's what I'm saying.
Then there's a little monkey that's like...
Oh, I love that monkey.
Yeah, that guy's great.
With his white hairs. Yeah. Are we just talking about Disney movies?
I don't know.
I guess we're just...
It just popped into my head about
Okay, well, that. I do want to say then, it's sad... I cry every time I watch it, but it's like happy tears, Coco. Mm.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Disney Pixar's Coco.
That's a good movie.
It's an incredible movie.
I cry every time when he goes back to his grandma. Great grandma. Because she's about to forget her father, and then he's going to disappear entirely. And he sings the song.
Oh, yeah.
And then she starts singing, and I just start crying.
Oh, my gosh. It's
but it's
so...
like, but it's like a great moment.
Yeah.
That
like,
seems
I'm not,
appropriate.
I'm not
yeah.
sad about it. I'm just like, it's beautiful.
So, in the spirit of just going off topic onto whatever, you know what Disney movie I don't really care about?
What?
I think it's super overrated. It's actually
Frozen.
A Pixar movie.
Frozen.
Well, Frozen is definitely, but...
We've definitely
Cars.
Said that before.
The Incredibles.
Ooh,
I like The Incredibles.
I like it too, but everyone acts like it's the greatest movie ever.
Whoa,
it's
not. I think Em and Jules would fight you on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Jules and
Let's
Em.
Shout out Em and Jules.
Our cousins.
Em and Jules,
what's up? I just don't think it's that good.
Ravioli and Molitor.
No, it was Julio and
Molitor.
Julio.
Although it was Ravioli and M&M.
Yeah. Code names.
Oh, someday we will have guests on this show, and it's gonna be. It's
I like
gonna
the
be
Incredibles.
Great.
I mean, it's fine. Oh, I do love Samuel L.
Samuel L. is awesome.
Where is my super suit?
It's the voice is in the like the voice cast is really good. Craig yeah. T. Nelson and Holly Hunter. As the main. Jason Lee as the villain.
Who's the villain?
Syndrome.
I thought the villain was the one guy with, like, the purple outfit, and he had, like, a laser.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
But, that might be the minions.
Crew?
No.
Who was
He's it? Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah first off, it's an orange suit. Vector.
Oh, that's,
Despicable Me.
That's what it is.
Love that movie.
That's definitely not a purpose.
In my head it was. And also, he is a great character.
He is.
But no, I'm trying to, because I just keep saying that The Incredibles is bad, but I don't really have, like, a reason. I don't know.
It's on your mortal enemy list.
No, whoa. I just don't get what all the appeal is. So if someone, like, is listening... At the moment,
it's
mom.
Just mom.
Hi, mom.
So, we will be putting up this audio later, though, so you don't have to listen to it live. But tell me
as
what the appeal...
As
you're clearly not. We don't hate. We understand 8 p.m. on a Friday. It's a hopping time.
Yeah.
But tell me why The Incredibles is so good.
Whoa. Yeah.
Lyle's I need to know.
Okay.
Someone say...
Mom. Type your response now.
So, anything else? We got anything else?
You know, the older princess movies, I don't really care about.
Snow
White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty. They don't really have any substance.
What about Bro White?
I would like to see that. Who plays Bro White?
Thor.
Chris Hemsworth,
so
or
yes.
just
Chris
Helms- Thor the cat.
Oh, Thor the cat.
Well, yeah.
Shout out to my cat.
Shout out to Thor the cat. No, but Boy. Chris Hemsworth would play.
It's Hemsworth.
Bro White.
I'm already in because I love Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Ooh, this reminds me of an idea that me and Care have. Should we reveal it?
Yes.
We're
please.
Patenting it right now. Don't
can't
take it.
Do it. Copyrighted.
Red-Nosed Revolution.
Yes.
It is our gritty reboot of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Here's the cast. So, well, first of all, it's like post-apocalyptic.
We figured the first teaser trailer would be you just see, like, Santa's boots walking.
They're, like, all dirty and, like, his pant legs are ripped.
Through the snow.
Dragging, like, the sack behind him.
Like panting because you don't know what's happened.
Oh man.
But like through the snow and like barren trees. Yeah. So
I'm in.
Chris Hemsworth. is
Chris Santa Kringle.
Because he's, you know, the red hair.
Yep.
He'd be perfect for it.
Like a beard. Yeah, like really like gruff and hot.
True.
So.
Well, I mean.
His wife, Jessica, would be Amy Adams.
No.
Okay.
Who do you think?
Who do you think? Because
it has to be a redhead.
Has to be a redhead.
Who's the redhead from Aquaman?
Oh. Amber Heard.
Yeah.
She's definitely not a natural redhead.
So?
But it would not matter in the slightest.
Well, the Aquaman wig is like super obviously not her hair.
Yeah, but.
Fine. If we had to go natural.
Really good. I don't know who else. I was going to say Emma Stone, but she's not a natural redhead.
Who's a natural redhead?
Is Scarlett Johansson a natural redhead?
I don't think so. I think she's
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter if it's a natural redhead. It just has to be not obvious, like Amber Heard's.
But Amy Adams, right?
Yeah.
Lame.
Hmm.
All right. What about ScarJo?
In.
She hates that name. I read it online.
I would, too.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds like Scar from The Lion King.
Yeah.
Great character, by the way.
Well, who else was in
controversial this? Character, really.
Oh. He was the first, well, side note, from Red Nose Revolution,
which
we gotta get back to. Scar was like the first Disney character to kill someone.
Oh.
Now, I mean, now they do it more often, but I mean, like, Scar killed Mufasa.
He was pro
spoiler
murder.
Alert.
Well, yeah.
Never seen
sorry
Lion
to the kids.
King.
Pro murder here.
I mean, great character though. But Red Nose Revolution. I'm
trying to remember who else was in. Well, so the Burgermeister, the villain.
Danny DeVito.
Was it Danny DeVito?
Has to be.
I think it was
based
Danny
on
DeVito.
Based on my limited knowledge of this movie.
It definitely. I mean,
I don't think I've ever seen this movie.
Seen Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Oh, Mom left a comment. Am I supposed to be commenting on all this, you freaks?
Yes, you can.
You certainly can, Mother.
If you have a question you'd like to pose, or
you don't have to, but if you want to,
comment.
Getting support from Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
I just remembered that Topper, the penguin, was going to be Simon Pegg. But literally just Simon Pegg with, like, a long sock cap, like the penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it a scarf? It was a long scarf.
I thought it was a sock cap.
Possibly also a sock cap.
The Winter Warlock, Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Yep.
Definitely a good
choice.
I could
see that.
Oh, man.
I don't think the Burgermeister was Danny
DeVito. I don't think it was
DeVito.
Either, but I can't remember who it was.
What about Danny Trejo?
Ooh, that would be good.
I mean, I'd be all for it.
I'd watch. Well, who would be a good Burgermeister?
You've got Danny DeVito.
Definitely.
Kelsey Grammer, I feel like.
Ooh.
Does it have to be a bigger guy?
I mean, the Burgermeister was a bigger guy, but.
Are you really my blood?
Yes, Mom.
Yes. As far as I know.
Can't you tell?
You were there when we were born.
But I wasn't there when you were born.
That's true. Well, I mean.
That's trippy. Burgermeister.
Definitely.
Oh, who liked Mom's comment? See?
See, are you listening somewhere in the house?
See is. There's a C in the house.
So, Cub's wife C is in the house, but we don't. I mean, I assume she's just upstairs.
She's talking to her friend.
Oh, okay.
But
she
apparently
must.
Also.
Is liking Mom's liking, comments.
Liking.
Cub just joined.
No, I'm gone.
Oh, good Burgermeisters.
I say we just stick with Danny DeVito for now.
I mean, he's classic.
If you think of someone later,
I just thought of someone.
Who?
John Goodman.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He could definitely pull it off.
I don't know. I feel like we had someone, but I don't remember who it was.
Well,
I mean,
anyway.
Because we made, like, a whole list.
We did. It was a great cast.
Post-apocalyptic, Santa Claus is coming to town. It would be great.
Does he have to eat one of his reindeers?
For sure. Oh, also.
Yes.
That was really fast.
Also, Rudolph is played motion capture by Andy Serkis. Was part of it.
Yes.
Has to be. What's with his red nose, by the way?
Genetic.
Defect.
Genetic
know.
Defect.
You know, sometimes your genes don't work out how you
want
them to.
Well, it could be beneficial, though.
Well, I mean, it is in Rudolph.
It was.
They could see through the snow and the storm with his nose so bright.
Well,
yeah.
He lit won't the you
drive the sleigh tonight?
We can't drive it.
He led it.
He's leading it.
What, he doesn't have his driver's license?
Well, anyone have anything to add?
Hmm. No. I don't know. My voice cracked there. Wrapped in bacon.
Oh, I think she's talking. So Mom left a comment, wrapped in bacon, yum. I think that's when he has to eat the reindeer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Bacon wrapped venison
is delicious.
Is delightful. It is. Shout out to Rodney Michael Spencer.
Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike. Yeah. Bacon wrapped anything is like delicious, but the venison, ooh, divine.
Well, everyone, I think we've reached the end of tonight's show. We had so many random topics, we just jumped all over, but I had fun doing
shoot
it.
From the hip, Lyle.
Shoot from the hip.
Or the nip.
And if you can think of anyone good to play the Burgermeister, leave a comment. Yeah.
And if you can tell me why The Incredibles is so good, also leave a comment.
And also just leave a comment.
About yep. your favorite wings.
So I'm Lyle.
I'm Kerr.
I'm Cubba Dubba Dub Dub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans Live.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. That was great.
That was
great.